This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 20th June 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm day across Israel. Sunshine fills the skies in Tel Aviv, while Jerusalem enjoys a clear morning. Haifa and Eilat are basking in pleasant conditions, making it a great day to be outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, Lebanon accuses Israel of brutal attacks, preventing re-establishment of stability, according to the Jerusalem Post earlier this hour. At least five people died in an Israeli airstrike on the southern Lebanese town of Arba Salim this morning. Also, over 50 Hezbollah projectiles were fired at the IDF despite a ceasefire. Ynet reports an hour ago that the Israeli military responded by striking Hezbollah targets in southern Lebanon. Also this hour, a ceasefire was achieved between Israel and Hezbollah after intense exchanges of fire. Walla reports from earlier today that four IDF soldiers were lost in the battle. Separately, Iran fired missiles at Israel for the first time since the ceasefire, Axios reported from earlier today. This move threatens to unravel ongoing negotiations and potentially reignite conflict. And finally, Netanyahu is reportedly working behind the scenes to influence the Iran deal. According to I-24 News from earlier today, the Israeli Prime Minister is leveraging media and political connections to pressure the U.S. Here's what people are saying online. Samantha Ettis posted just minutes ago about the new Air Force One, a Boeing 747-8 gifted to the U.S. by Qatar. She questions whether it's pure altruism, bribery, or something more sinister. Ynet Global, just an hour ago, highlighted the over 50 Hezbollah projectiles fired at IDF despite the ceasefire. Their report echoes the ongoing tensions in the region. Noga Tarnopolsky, a journalist, shared her thoughts 43 minutes ago on the critical situation in Lebanon and Israel. She expressed the gravity of the moment while appearing on a global broadcast discussion. Now for more on those stories, starting with Lebanon's accusations against Israel. The Jerusalem Post details how the airstrike in Arab Salim has heightened tensions. Lebanese officials claim these actions jeopardize regional stability. This event underscores the fragile nature of the current ceasefire. Turning to the exchange of fire between Hezbollah and the IDF, Ynet reports that despite an agreed ceasefire, hostilities continue. The situation remains volatile, with potential for further escalation affecting civilian safety on both sides. Meanwhile, Walla provides context on the ceasefire's impact. Earlier today, the truce followed heavy fighting that claimed the lives of four IDF soldiers. The ceasefire offers a brief respite but highlights the ongoing risks of renewed conflict. In earlier reporting, Axios warns of Iran's recent missile launch towards Israel. Such aggressive actions could derail peace talks and trigger a broader conflict. The incident signals a tense period for regional diplomacy. Finally, Netanyahu's maneuvering over the Iran deal. I-24 News reveals his attempts to sway U.S. policy, emphasizing Israel's opposition to Lebanon's withdrawal. These efforts reflect the complex geopolitics influencing international agreements. Turning to business and markets. First, Ynet Business reports that the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange is facing turbulence. Despite global rallies, Israeli investors are concerned about strategic setbacks leading to a sharp decline in shares. Separately, Globes highlights a national issue with a shortage of hardware engineers. This shortage is affecting the growth of Israel's tech sector as talent moves from Intel to Nvidia. And finally, Times of Israel Tech reports that Sola Security, a year-old startup, has raised $35 million. The platform, only launched 6 months ago, is already helping users develop AI applications, showing robust growth in the cyber defense space. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 2 p.m. for the latest This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.